Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And unfortunately, no Craig. He's passed away.
Yeah.
He left us. The ninja who stole his laptop came back and took his life. No, that's not true. Craig is alive. But once again, for anyone who has listened for a while, he works in the very busy world of TV, bloody showbiz. So he often gets called late to film and things like that. That's what he says he's doing anyway.
Yeah. But
that leaves the main two bloody lands, doesn't it?
Exactly, the best and sexiest.
And we must say, before we won the award last year, I don't know if we've mentioned it, it was after a long succession of pods of just me and you, wasn't it?
It was.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's suspicious that literally we did like four in a row and then we started winning awards and accolades.
Very strange.
Yeah, coincidental.
Coincidental. But yes, your two FPL experts, Tom and Ash, are here to talk through game week one results. The football bloody started. FPL started.
God for that.
I know, couldn't believe it. We're here to talk that. We're here to talk the players, results, people who scored, people who didn't score. Section two, obviously, we're going to be doing your social media. And then section three, we're going to have look forward to game week two, which is almost upon us already. It's happening so bloody fast. But Ash, let's talk about the bloody football. It started Friday, 11th of August. It was the football games.
It was the football games. So first of all, bam, straight away, early kickoff time.
Yes.
So I imagine people actually set their teams because it was so early in the season. Probably no one got caught out. I
didn't see too many people actually getting caught out.
No.
Which is always good when you see someone tweet and go, fuck, yeah. I forgot. That would have been nice. But no, I didn't really see it. I guess because they had 3 months or so to start thinking about their lineup. So if you really did miss it on, you know, sort of 12 hours, then you are a fool.
I reckon there still will be people who, last year I left mine really late.
Doesn't sound like you. 10 minutes to go. We had a little fumble.
But then what happened was I still had like 5 minutes, you know, to sort of change my team around. Mm. But when it gets to near crunch time, there's loads of people on the website, so it starts fucking up. Mm. So with 5 minutes to go, I couldn't get on anymore. So there's probably a few people who were last minute changes wanting to do something.
Maybe.
Caught out.
Yeah. So it started with the mighty Arsenal beating Leicester 4-3. Bloody good game.
Yeah, oh, mighty Arsenal. Yeah, because it definitely seemed like they were going to win it the whole time.
Yeah. Wasn't worried at all. What were you worried about?
Can't believe they managed to win it.
Lacazette scores the first game of the Premier League season 2017-18. I think the lad is going to be a new hero. He's that striker that we've been missing out on, that proper number nine, centre forward.
Mm.
You know, he's not overly flashy, but he gets the job done. Nice little header. Scored a lovely goal. I was happy with it. And he's relatively high picked. A lot of people, you know, went out on a limb with a 10.5 mil striker who hasn't been proven in the Premier League. And he scored within 3 minutes, mate.
I think he's got the thing that you really want out of FPL where...
A lovely name that sounds a little bit like a cassette.
A French one.
A French cassette.
That's what it sounds. That's what it is.
It does, yeah.
It's the French word for cassette.
I like it.
La cassette.
La cassette.
He's got the thing where they've got one person who they can play in that role.
Yeah.
They've got two, but Wenger hates Giroud for some reason.
Yeah.
So he'll only ever play him in the last 5 minutes, and then Giroud will always come on and score anyway. From a corner.
Which is exactly what he did.
And what we say every time.
Yeah.
But so, like I said, he's a good pick. If they're just going to play him on his own up front every time anyway,
yeah,
then, you know, why not? Someone needs to score the goals.
Blast from the past. I mean, Danny Welbeck scored. What have I said for years? Always pick Welbeck.
Did.
For any, because we have a lot of new listeners. That's not what I used to say. It was always don't pick Welbeck. Never pick Welbeck. Always the same. Don't pick Welbeck.
But he did.
He did score. No, I did used to pick him. Yeah, I did used to pick him when he first came to Arsenal.
Yeah,
I think. To be fair, I think before then, I think when he was at United,
yeah.
I had been prone to pick him. He's one of those, though, again, like Giroud. When he does play, he does score points, but he's not necessarily going to play all the time.
Well, him and...
Don't pick Welbeck, that's not...
Welbeck and Giroud are possible draft picks.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably be available or you could trade them in. Mm. And they're still going to get on the short side. Like, I've got Giroud in my draft team. So he's still good because he still scored some good points and he will do. But Lacazette's the one you want, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Someone else, you know, that had been overlooked, Jamie Vardy, two goals.
Mental, yeah. I wonder what his percentage pick was.
It's
10%.
It's 10.7, but he has gone up a pip.
Yeah.
He's gone up a little dit. He's now 8.6 Mill, it's the first of many bandwagons that we're going to talk about after game week one. Vardy is a bandwagon now.
Well, that is interesting because that puts him at the same price as Firmino, doesn't it?
Mm.
And Firmino will probably go up as well. Mahrez had like a pretty quiet game, even with Leicester winning.
Still talk of him going, isn't there?
I think he doesn't want to stay, does he?
Mm.
But if Leicester play well, they're probably never going to play as well as they did the other year. But even so, Vardy for 8.5.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah. Well, considering if Newcastle had an in-form striker or West Ham, say Chicharito is $1.5 million less. And people are all over him.
Yeah.
Vardy, actually a proven striker.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem the worst.
No, that's true. That's true. It's one of them, like, bandwagons aren't the worst thing to get on. You know, I got on the Jagielka bandwagon very early. Obviously, it happened late, the Jagielka bandwagon. But I got on it early, and I rode that motherfucker to the end of the season.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Just cashing in points all day long, and I was happy to do it. So, you know, it's not the worst thing getting on a bandwagon. I mean, we've got about 6 coming up.
Yeah.
But Vardy, it might not be a bad bandwagon. He is a great player. He's still young. He's going to score goals. He scored 2 against Arsenal. Not the biggest thing. Our defence didn't look shoddy.
I'd say one thing is really important is when you're going to do transfers, is do them early in the week. So his value's already gone up.
Yeah.
So say if you wanted to do a straight swap with Firmino, you already wouldn't be able to.
Right.
Because the price changes are different.
Yeah.
Because remember, they have to go up 2 pips.
That's
before
it.
Before you can cash in on them.
Mm.
So the earlier you do it in the week, the better it is for you. So I think what they will do is somebody who's get 2 players who are the same price and try and flip them as early as possible in the week. Jump on the bandwagon now, just pull the trigger on whoever you think.
Yeah.
And then, because we're going to go for a whole shitload of them. So the one bandwagon we would say not to get on is Mr. Attack Midfielder.
Mr. Attack Midfielder. Oh, Xhaka.
Again,
he's gone up 0.1 mil as well. Because obviously he was 5.5, now 5.6. And he got, 11 points?
He's double assist, didn't he?
Yeah, double assist. I mean, notoriously, he's a bad FPL pick. It's like
sent off every day.
It's like Kante or something like that. It's that defensive midfielder. And plus, he gets the cards as well, Xhaka. I don't think that's a good idea. I do think that is the one bandwagon that you don't want to get involved in.
Yeah, because he's not the same.
You don't want to hop on board that bad boy.
No, because someone like Fabregas, who plays in the same, doesn't play the same role, but plays in the same position, is fine because he's going to go forward.
Don't pick him now.
Not this week. But, or doesn't Ramsey sometimes play there as well?
Rambo, yeah, I think Rambo's a better shout. Scored again on Friday. Yeah, I do think he's better, but it's the minutes. It's where he gets the minutes in that position.
Exactly.
We don't know. But another bandwagon, Salah. Yes, please. Everyone's loving him. I brought him into my secret sausage team early doors. Liverpool 3, Watford 3. The lad scored. Bonus points. Yeah, looking good for that money. He's gone up as well. That is another bandwagon that a lot of people have jumped on.
Yeah, so I was raving about him before the start of the season.
Well, why don't you just marry him then?
Yeah, I really liked him when he was at Chelsea, but no one really did.
Mm.
Now, I'm not sure, he didn't look that fit to me, to be honest. I thought, Mane looked in better shape.
Yeah.
And him and Firmino both looked off the pace a bit.
Mm.
But did combine for both their goals.
Yeah.
So FPL, and I started with both of them.
Mm.
So
Mane played well. His goal was really amazing. Good, wasn't it? And it was that Craig did actually say, you know, if he's fit, there's not many players better than Mane. And I think Craig had him in his team, actually.
He did, yeah. Sure he did.
Yeah, and that was a fucking belter of a goal. Fair play. But then Liverpool did not look good at the back. I mean, Liverpool defenders really are. Got to avoid them like the plague.
Yeah.
Britos scored for Watford, and I thought a great name for a team. The Britos Empire.
Nice.
I haven't seen that before, but I was assured after I tweeted it that's not me coming up with it. It's like, that's been done.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, unfortunately. So that's a shame. That annoyed me. Chelsea. Chelsea 2, Burnley 3. Who would have thought Chelsea lose at home? The champions lose at home. And there was not one, but 2 red cards, mate.
Yeah.
I got stung. I had Fabregas. -1 point.
Me too. So, the big question here is, everybody who's got... He's not massively highly picked,
Fabregas.
Yeah. And I actually thought, it's only a 6% pick.
Mm.
I actually thought Fabregas, and I still do, is a really good pick.
Well, I think so, because obviously Hazard's injured, Pedro's injured. And that was my like big thing. I was like, 7 mil, Fabregas, get him in. He's gonna definitely get the time while the others are injured. You know, when he does play, he does score points.
He
also gets red cards, mate.
His points per minute last season,
yeah,
were mental. He played 1,300 minutes,
yeah,
and got 120 points,
yeah,
which is the same amount of points he got the year before in 3,000 minutes.
Yeah, in over twice as many minutes. Yeah, 5 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 15 assists last season. So, yeah, that's what I was looking at, and I thought it's a shrewd move. He gets sent off. So does Cahill. Very, very early doors. And I did have Cahill at one point, but I swapped him out for Alonso. Which, I mean, I got 0 points for Alonso, and when your defender's costing 7 mil,
oh my God.
He's getting no points, it does make you want to tug on your testicles until your eyes bleed. But I didn't. I just got a little bit angry. And then I thought, you're both fucking gone.
That is definitely a killer. Yeah, so if you've got Fabregas, mm-hmm. it's the same with, I guess, Zaha as well.
Yeah, Zaha.
And Zaha's just 7 million earlier. As well?
I believe it's the same price. Yeah, he's injured now, potentially for a couple of months.
So the thing with Fabregas is then who would you go to?
I think we have questions about it. I think we have. If not,
we'll cover it then.
Yeah, but we'll cover it anyway.
But that's
something that I've now got to think of, because obviously Fabregas being suspended, but I think I know where I'm going with that anyway.
Did you see Ward's goal?
Yes.
Fuck
Very
me.
Very much so, yeah.
How good was that?
Yeah, crazy.
Where he's gone down, if anybody doesn't see it, he basically took a short free kick from the halfway line, ran down the left wing, did another one too, and then just latched it in. Really good.
Yeah, it was lovely. And obviously, lovely to see Chelsea lose. Really nice to see Chelsea lose. No Diego Costa. He came out and said that he feels that he's being made out to be a criminal. And I quoted that. Diego Costa says, quote, "I'm being made to feel like a criminal." And then I just tweeted 4 pictures of times when he's either headbutted, gouged someone's eyes, bit someone, something like that. And I was like, if the shoe fits, mate. So, yeah.
He does look a bit like an E-fit.
Oh, he looks like a Mexican drug lord, a 50-year-old Mexican drug lord. That's probably racist. He lives in a bungalow, so it's fine. It's fine. So, yeah, nice to see Chelsea lose. Huddersfield came up. What an impact to make. Yeah, they really are the talk of the town, the lads. Beat Palace 3-0. How do you pronounce his name?
I think it's Meunier.
Meunier. Let's go for Meunier. I was going to go Mooney. Doesn't sound as good, does it? Meunier. A couple of goals and then an own goal by Ward. Yeah, I like that. Meunier. Is he going to be a bandwagon pick? 2.8%. He's still 6 mil. He hasn't gone up anything.
I think, because this is another one. There's got to be some people looking at it.
I bet there is, yeah.
He the guy who came from Montpellier?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Meunier from Montpellier.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
Possibly incorrect, but there
potentially,
we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. You know, the little lads come up. They beat Palace. A lot of people loaded up on Palace players.
Oh, yeah.
For that first game, because they were like at home to the new boys. Yeah, I know Benteke has now been transferred out a shitload. His price has gone down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I had Scott Dan, and I got not a sausage for him, unfortunately, at the back. So he's going on the bench. But, yeah. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah. So Zaha and Benteke are both, their prices are going to drop for both of them.
Zaha is obviously injured for, is it 4 months? Did I hear 4 months?
4 weeks, I think.
4 weeks. A lot of difference there.
I think, but still, well, in FPL
it's like forever. Oh, yeah. It is. Everton 1, Stoke 0, the lad Rooney scores.
So how many people thus far have scored on their debut? Quite a lot. So Morata.
Well, Premier League debut, Morata, Lacazette.
Salah.
Meunier. Rooney. Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, he scores. I think Everton looked a little bit unconvinced, and I think maybe just because they've got so many new players that it's going to take them a while to gel. But, I mean, solid at the back. What's his tits? Pickford looks fucking quality.
Yeah,
he does look good, the lad. Most expensive keeper in the world?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Possibly. They do have a nightmare set of fixtures.
Yeah, it's bad.
Their next four games are Man City, Chelsea, Spurs, Man United. So, I mean, I don't think there's anybody on their team I would go anywhere near.
No, but I mean, if they are going to score, is it going to come from Rooney? Jagielka played and got points.
Yeah, there was. I nearly picked him
up. You said Jagielka, and Craig was like, I don't think he's going to play now. And I just assumed he was only playing because of an injury. But the injury was, it was Seamus Coleman's injury, wasn't it? And he's absolutely fucking Donald Ducked now.
Yeah,
maybe Jagielka will play. Maybe
he picked up 7 points, I think.
Maybe he should have carried on. Should have held on to Jagielka. Southampton 0, Swansea 0. I told everyone load up on Southampton players because their run looks really good. If you picked up Southampton defenders like I did, I've got Bertrand, which is good, but I've also got Gabby Deeney, which is not so good.
I think everybody has got one of the. They've either got Cedric, Yoshida, who's the one you got?
Bertrand.
I
did have Cedric the whole time, but then someone, we got a tweet from a Southampton.
I think a lot of people thought he was going to be.
Yeah, from a Southampton supporter, and said, I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fucking hell.
I think the. I'd like to see the combined percentages
for
having any of those players.
Got one, didn't you? Just looking at those.
They're so cheap and they never concede. But we were saying earlier, I think it's either five or six games at home they haven't scored in.
Yeah.
That's not a great statistic.
No, that's true.
So I've got my old pal Tadic.
Oh, Tadders.
Because at 6.5, I thought that was a bit of a bargain. But now.
And he did nearly score.
Yeah, exactly. So did Yoshida. Which is what the thing I like. I often say, even if someone's not getting the points, if you watch the game,
if you're watching it and you know they nearly do, and rather than just looking at the I've got fucking no points,
exactly.
So you get nothing for it in the bar twice, or you know,
yeah,
in the post,
exactly. But it still shows you're in the right position.
Yeah, that's true. West Brom 1, Bournemouth 0. This is where we're talking big bandwagon, the big 5 foot. No, 6'5" bandwagon, Hegazi. His price was the first to go up, I think. He has been hugely fucking picked up. Defender Hegazi scored. He's gone up 4.6. He's only 8.7% picked, but surely his pick percentage before the weekend was fucking nothing.
Yeah, wow, he's such a... it's difficult, isn't it?
Big boy.
And West Brom, their defence is always going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's probably just because he's relatively unknown and people wouldn't know whether he was going to play or not.
Yeah, because obviously, but they had no McCauley, did they?
Yeah.
So maybe people were thinking, maybe avoid West Brom at the back. But Hegazi, again, you know, he's cheap. Even if you stick him on as bench fodder, you know, 4.6 is, you know.
Yeah, I suppose the only problem now is gone up one thing, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So it'll make it harder to get in. Especially if you've got a 5 million defender who isn't doing the work for you.
Because
there must be, people who've brought in, like, Palace defenders.
Yeah.
Who's it, Scott Dan Palace have got?
I've got Scott Dan.
Yeah, they've normally got a couple of, like, popular picks.
Mm. So Scott Dan's good. Scott Dan's good. He scores goals.
Yeah, but not if they lose 3-0 every week.
No, absolutely. I'd like to vote for Hegazi as this season's strong sausage. Obviously, last year, Anachibi, he's now no longer in the Premier League.
Oh.
He was known as Strong Sausage by our listeners. I'd also like to throw up Okaka from Watford.
Ah.
Big, strong sausage himself. So, you know, maybe we'll put it out on a poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, Hegazi or Okaka, who's the stronger sausage?
I think maybe it should be Okaka because you seem to struggle with his name quite a lot. Yeah. There's quite a wind-up to it.
Okaka. Yeah. Perhaps. Who knows? But yeah, we're going. Oh, the clicks aren't wrong. There you go. Backstage stuff. Penultimate game. Oh no, so the last game on Saturday, Brighton 0, City 2, and you all forgot about Aguero. Some of us did, some of us didn't. No one expected it for some. I don't know why.
Well,
it just kind of didn't even cross my mind, Aguero.
I had him on my team and captained him.
There you go. You're laughing.
Exactly. But although I only did at the last minute, I had a lot of people did this, I think, went KDB and Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they want to... Man City just looks so strong. Apart from the rotation nonsense, you want to have some coverage.
Mm.
So I had the two of them. And then right at the last minute, I thought, oh, you know what? Let's get Aguero in.
Yeah.
And then swapped KDB for Salah.
Oh, okay.
So that worked out really well.
Good shout in the end. Yeah, definitely.
I think I've got the left back, Danilo, who was good. But problem with him is, compared to Walker, I think in quite a lot of games, they might not place one of their million wingers they've got, you know, Sane.
Yeah.
And even they're now talking about, obviously, Sanchez as well.
Sanchez, good. Yeah, well, yeah, they still talk about that. Because obviously, we didn't mention, but Sanchez didn't play because he sprained his vagina. Apparently.
Yeah.
Fucking furious. Sunday's games, Newcastle 0, Spurs 2. Another one of the mistakes that I made was, well, I mean, you know, in hindsight, it's a mistake, but you wouldn't think on paper it would be. I captained Harry Kane.
Oh, just the brutal. 1 point.
Just the 1 point, doubled. And it was a toss-up between him and Lukaku. And I thought, no, do you know what? Go with it. It's Spurs. It's Kane. Double golden boot winner. Newcastle. And they did beat him 2-0. But yeah, Kane, just the 1 point because he picked up a yellow card.
I was thinking about this, right?
Mm.
So, you know, I've been saying, I'm not sure about Spurs. I don't think they'll do very well this season because they're effectively playing all their games away from home.
Yeah.
That might, you know, every chance of that won't turn out to be true.
Keep talking while I open a beer.
Okay, but... sure no one heard that. But if when you're picking your captain,
yeah,
maybe it's better to at least pick someone that's playing at home every week. But over the course of the season, if you just captain... Whoever you captain, always pick a home.
Well, we had this last week, didn't we? And I thought it's not really going to make too much of a difference. But maybe it will. I was sort of speaking to Spurs fans on Twitter and they were saying that they do think it is going to be enough of a factor to make a difference.
Yeah, it will. It definitely will.
Yeah, like, I think it will. Maybe I've learnt my lesson.
At least some difference, like statistically over a year. Yeah. Like they definitely got less points away from home, even if they got lots of points.
Yeah.
So at least not for Spurs, but for looking at your captain over the season, I think this season I'm just going to pick, you know, one of my two strikers or a midfielder that's got an easy game. But then if two of them are relatively easy picks, I'm just going to go with whoever's at home.
Yeah.
Just to narrow it down at least each week.
That's true. Someone who did score and did pick up some points, Dele Alli, helped save my week a little bit.
Yeah.
So I do have Dele Alli.
Him and Eriksen are so solid.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, can you pick between them? And do you have to? Yeah. You could potentially just pick up both 9.5 mil.
I think it's the same as always. Either's a good pick. There's no... Eriksen's going to get more assists and Ali will get more goals.
Yeah.
I think just go either. Whoever's...
Either or.
Doesn't really make any difference. Yeah.
Ben Davis, goal and lots of nice points. And Craig's little tip, Kyle Walker-Peters...
Did play.
He did play.
No, he was... Craig was tipped him originally.
Yeah.
We all got him in our team and then... Craig last week told us that he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
So he took him back out.
He got 6 points, just missed out on some bonus points. I had him on the bench, and obviously I could have put him in place of any of my other defenders, except for maybe Ryan Bertrand, and I would have made a sweet, sweet profit.
How much did you say he was?
So that annoyed me. 4.5. 1.4% picked. Get him in your fucking team.
I wonder if he's still going to play.
I mean, their next game is against Chelsea, I believe, but then they've got a decent run.
They have
Burnley at home after that, so yeah, I think with the whole Danny Rose situation, as soon as that
gets
resolved, if it does, I know Spurs have started finally to be linked with the odd player now.
Yeah, they do all their signings
So yeah, Kyle Walker-Peters, I like that. And then the final game, United 4
again.
West Ham 0. I spoke to someone who said it wasn't that West Ham were it wasn't that United were good, it's just that West Ham were so bad. They said you just had no midfield.
They
just diddled you in the middle of the field.
Yeah, it's difficult though, isn't it? Because
gave you diddlage.
Well, you just knew it was going to... We always travel badly and Lukaku's record against us is ridiculous. So it's just always going to happen. Plus they've got... Like, their team is crazy. Like, we've got... Where people are slagging off Pogba.
Yeah.
And you've got Mkhitaryan. You know,
well, Pogba, a lot of people said... With Matic there,
yeah,
he is going to play further up, and he did score. I went with Pogba. I've got him. A lot of people said Martial is going to be his season. He scored 2 for Lukaku. Obviously, a lot of people's captain choice. It you had Aguero. Craig had Lukaku captain. That's where he got a lot of points. Couple of assists for Mkhitaryan. Again, it's these players that now people are saying they're finally going to reach their potential. This will be the season. So it was kind of like last season was like a bit of a warm-up for all these players.
Yeah,
like Pogba,
if a foreign player came in, they would get a season to bed in. And now people expect them to perform straight away.
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, it's because of the money. But the money's irrelevant to how you play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So actually, this one here shows I was going to captain Lukaku.
Yeah.
And then I didn't. I went for Aguero just to be a bit different, even though I knew Lukaku would score against West Ham. But I would have got more, if it was the straight choice between them, if I just picked the team at home, I would have got more points.
Yeah.
One example must mean it's definitely true.
Definitely true.
I did have a question for you, actually.
Yes.
I was just wondering where is Wallace?
Well, do you know what? We missed it out of the lineup. We were supposed to do it after the Arsenal and Leicester. For any new listeners, now would be the normal time when we would do the biggest feature in British broadcasting. And just because he's retired doesn't mean we're going to retire this feature. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Where's Wallace?
Where's Wallace? Where's Wallace?
Is it Tomorrowland?
So you didn't know what I was, did
you? No, we had to Google it before. I mean, what is it? It's like something in Berlin or something, isn't it?
It's like a Belgian dance festival.
But not in Berlin.
Yeah,
it's some kind of festival. He's looking happy. It just says on his Wikipedia page, we're not mentioned anymore. Someone deleted that.
What?
We were on his Wikipedia page for about 18 months.
Oh, what? And now he's left Leicester.
And now he's left Leicester. It's taken us out, yeah. But it was, it says something like, is a professional footballer who used to play for Leicester. So he hasn't got a club.
Oh,
so, you know, I know Fantasy Yamar is constantly championing someone picking up Flamini on the free. Pick up Wallace as well.
Oh,
Flamini,
yeah.
And Wallace, one at centre back, one just in front.
For
no fucking around.
A good third of the season,
yeah.
We do need a host for the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, if Craig does go off to the I'm a Celebrity jungle again, we are going to need someone in, Wallace. Give us a call, mate!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where's Wallace presenting the show?
I am here! I've never heard him speak. No idea what he sounds like. Literally.
Exactly like Borat. Yeah, you got it.
Right, let's do our top 10. Our mini league obviously has started up. You can still join the mini league and bring all your points that you've accumulated so far over. The PIN FPL mini league is 1072-420, or you can auto join on thegaffertapes.com/join. Just click on that shit, you get straight here. Obviously, we do a manager of the month every month.
Thus far, the winner of the month.
So it will be as is. I mean, I say top 10, but points are so close that it's kind of given us like loads of just top six players. So
there's
like 10 people
joined,
but they're
top
all
six,
top
yeah.
six. So from the bottom, Scott Davidson with Tekno Svagtenko or something. Matthew Jones with Tika Mo Salah. Very
popular
good,
name.
But very popular name. Must try harder, Matthew Jones. Adia Yakov. This is where Craig's better.
Yeah.
He's like talks foreign or something. He just knows it. Then Rob Langvin, Smokey. Matthew Ezelashai. That's not it. That's never it. Klopp Kankarius FC. David Hanwell with United Underpants. Well done, David. Easy to read. Not so much for Adegbola Ebenezer. Ebenezer, probably. Ebens FC. In fourth, Pogboom, Chase Fletcher. Third, Diamond Dogs, Steve Ramsey. Second, a proper job, Pete B, and top of the Gaffer Tapes League so far with 103 points. Bloody good week. Is Brandon Clark, Glory Hunters. I recognise the name Brandon Clark. Don't know why. But yeah, there you go. So that is the top. I apologise for butchering your lovely names with my dreadful British tongue.
So Brandon Clark.
BC.
He's currently manager of the month.
Yes,
he is. If he wins so manager of the month, may or may not win a prize.
Yeah, if we can. I mean, we've got lots of prizes, but sometimes we can't always get it to you. Yeah. And then sometimes they're like, we go, we'll give you a prize. We go, where do you live? And they go, we live in Scandinavia. As most of the people in our top 10 do.
So he's got... De Gea, Cedric, what's the Arsenal guy's name?
Kolasinac.
Yeah, Kolasinac. Higazi, Mkhitaryan, Eriksen, Salah, William, Lacazette, Rodriguez, and Lukaku.
Mm.
So yeah, apart from West Brom's Rodriguez, like everybody scored mega.
Yeah, yeah, that was a very good shout. We know some people actually used their triple captain first week.
Ooh.
Which is mental.
Guy who is top of the whole thing used his bench boost. And every player in his team
really?
Basically scored really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he might have had Jay Rodriguez as well. That was the only player that didn't score for him.
Okay. Right, and just before we go for section one, we'll read out our positions. Ash, 50th.
It's the only time of the season I'm going to be a no-click wanker.
He's a no-click
wanker.
50th
in our league is well good.
50th in our league is very good. 87 points, you had a belter. No-click wanker. Craig, he only got 17 points less than you, but he's 530th, a 10-click wanker. But 70 points, that's a great week for Craig. Big T-Doll. Reigning champion. Reigning Gaffer Tapes champion. We are 1/38th of the season through. So that's, remember that. But I'm currently 1,133rd in the Gaffer Tapes league.
Fuck.
A 22-click wanker. This is what happens when you keep inviting people to... We've got so many people in the league now. I'm a 22-click wanker. Do you know how much... 22 times. For anyone who's new, that's how many times you have to click to the next page to find your team. It's blocks of 50 on 1,133rd. I've got 51 points. I had a shit one. I had a couple of just one-point scoring defenders. A zero for...
Some 1.1ers.
Oh, dreadful. And then some notable people from our league. Mr. Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Rings fame from Lost and that Eminem video where he gets off with Megan Fox. 567th, not bad. 69 points, 11 clicks, not far off Craig. Mr. Asmir Begovic.
So when I said earlier that having 51 points and being 1,133rd, I don't actually think I said it was bad.
Did you know when you slagged it off?
I didn't actually, did I?
Yeah. Shall I read it out?
Craig would have done. I would have said, and I think I am saying now, it's a really big league, it's really difficult. So where have you done? You've done really well. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because Asmir Begovic is also 1,133rd, a 22-click wanker with 51 points, exactly the same as me. It's because we're mates, isn't it? It's just similar mind frames, me and Asmir.
You and Asmir.
Obviously, as well, you can join the league. Someone who did join the league just after the deadline, but they will be coming in and bringing all their points in, is Marcel from Love Island. Whoop, whoop. I was so happy with that. His team name is amazing. Now, obviously, if you watch Love Island, as millions and millions and millions of you did, you'll know that he was part of the Blazing Squad, 2000s band with a couple of number ones. Great bunch of lads.
I'm not going to lie, I thought Blazing Squad was his gang in Love Island. Is what I thought. When he was in Love Island, he was part of Blazing Squad. That's what I thought. There was like a gang in it.
No, see you at the crossroads, see you at the... It's a cover of a Bone Thugs and Harmony song. But, very popular, lovely bloke, absolutely love him. He's a big football fan, big Arsenal fan, and he's joined with, get this, his team name, Blazing Squad Rotation.
Nice.
Love it. Absolutely love that. So he's joined the league, which is fantastic. And then just before we go...
I don't know if this should return.
You don't think this should return? Behave yourself. This is the second biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder and Success film. 291st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis... Not from Murder in Successville. 198th.
Oh, they're both doing pretty well.
They're both doing really well, yeah. And so obviously the Davis Cup is up there. Last year we gave the Davis Cup to the rightful winner, Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville. But I've heard word on the grapevine that Tom Davis from Murder in Successville wants that shit. So he's 291st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Incredible stuff.
I'm not going to lie. He was pretty abysmal last year.
He was. He gave up sort of like by about December. Probably like filming a movie or something.
Yeah. And what's the actors. Tom Davis?
Not from Murder and Success film.
Isn't his wife called Tom Davis or something? Because they were both...
No, that was another feature. That was Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer versus Kramer. Oh, yeah. I see.
That was another one of our amazing features where husband and wife team Mr. and Mrs. Cram. We'll probably revisit it later. But yeah, there we go. That's that. If you want to join our league, FPL League, Fantasy Premier League, it is the pin 1072-420 or go to thegaffertapes.com/join. That's it for section one. A little bit of an extra long section one, but you know, we've got a lot more knowledge between the two of us without Craig sort of siphoning some of it off of his stupidity.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, we will be back in section two for your social media questions, a couple of emails this week, and then we'll be back in section three to wrap it up and talk game week two. So thanks very much, and we'll see you in a minute.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffatex Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, and Tom.
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
We are here to answer your social media questions. First up, it is...
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGaffatex.
Awesome. One of the nutters on the Facebook page, David Simmons, says, do we stick with Jesus or rage transfer him out for missing sitters?
I do think he is going to score. He is a good player. I don't think he was just a flash in the pan, you know, for those minutes that he did play last year when Aguero got injured. Before before he got injured. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think necessarily.
I think they're gonna score. He's not gonna get dropped. And they've got Everton at home, then Bournemouth away. I mean, stick with it for a game or two. Price is drop it. I don't think if his price was going down, then I would. But I don't think it is going to.
Struggling to talk in this section, aren't we?
I'm just trying to decide whether I do think that or not.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on what's one of the websites. So go to something like fplstatistics.co.uk. And
little plug for them. They should probably give us some like free statistics or something for that.
Yeah, see if his price is going to drop. If it's going to drop, then bin him off. But otherwise, don't bother.
Okay. I like it.
His price is going to drop. I've just done it myself. I don't know. It's a tough one.
How much is he?
He's 10.5.
10.5? No, Jesus isn't 10.5.
Yeah, Jesus, because he's a million, exactly a million less than Aguero.
There's a better player or two that you can.
It might be worth
10.5.
If you're not doing any other transfers, if you swapped him, if you ditched him now for another striker that's cheaper that has scored, the Arsenal guy or
Lacazette is the same price, 10.5,
and the Chelsea one's 10, I think.
Yeah, Morata.
Morata. So actually, either of those is what I would say. Get one of those because then team value is going to go up, not down.
Yeah.
So if you don't need to make, I wouldn't take a 4-point hit on it. But if you're not making any other subs, then swap him out. He's still a good person to have, but you don't want to lose the team value.
Yeah.
This early in the season.
You're all about value, aren't you? You're a very monetized manager. I like it. It separates us. It's good. There we go. There's your Facebook question. Sometimes we aren't going to read out Facebook ones, but it's just for the jingle, really, isn't it?
I think we read out
the statutory one.
I think it's because we basically constantly on Twitter.
Yeah, I always forget we have a Facebook. We should probably spend a bit more time smashing Facebook.
We do answer people on Facebook, but because we never advertise it, there aren't many followers.
Yeah, that is the, yeah.
But follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, do. Facebook.com/TheGaffatex, isn't it? Facebook.com/TheGaffatex. Of course it is. Listen to the jingle.
But now it's time for the other one.
And now it's time for the main one. It is, of course, tweets for my tweet.
Who's asking?
I don't bloody know. Il Est Journaliste, I believe. Sounds French. He says, quite simply, best value, 5.5 mil defender. Ash, you looked into this one? You want to take this shit?
Yeah, I don't know about whether he's the best value, but
I can tell you what my favourite cheese is.
I can tell you what my opinion is. My favourite midfielder, and I've been talking about him forever, is Stephen Defour, who plays for Burnley.
When you say you've been talking about him forever, we've been recording this podcast for over 3 years and I haven't heard you say it.
Yeah, because I went to see Anderlecht 2 years ago, and he's like a god, and then he got transferred to Burnley, and I was like, how the fuck has this happened?
Ah.
And then at the weekend, one of the Burnley goals, he crossed it in from the right hand side.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's something like 0.5% picked.
Really?
So if he's available, he's good because he's low cost. So he's good for the bench. If Burnley are playing
at home, low cost, low risk.
Yeah, please. Super good if he's a free transfer in draft.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be after this, I shouldn't imagine. So pick him up on the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, he's my pick.
Lovely. I like that. Me, I don't really know. Myself, the only midfielder that I've got is around that sort of price is Matic, 5 mil, and I think it is a bit of a funny one. I think he's just gonna get a solid 3-4 points every week. It's not gonna be outstanding, so maybe I need to be looking into a bit of Defour myself.
So a lot of people have got I guess it's even cheaper, Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
Everyone, he was like the hipster pick of Loftus-Cheek. He was on every fucking bench of everyone that tweeted us their hashtag balls.
I think his price might
pre-season
suicide.
I don't think that's a great pick, really. No. We had a tweet from Ben and Shannon at Ben Shabba. He said, why are Crystal Palace utter arsewombles? And how long do I wait before I drop Zaha and Benteke's? Who comes in, Rooney or DLC up top? And then an emoji of some cheese. Obviously, Zaha, definitely drop him because he's dead now since he tweeted us that. Zaha has gone. I think Benteke, I mean, he's 8 mil. I think I certainly had Benteke at the start, just before the season started, in various drafts of my team because they had Huddersfield at home first game and I was like, that's guaranteed points and then I can take him out. I wouldn't touch Benteke now for a while, I don't think. 8 mil, I just think it's better. You can spend 8 mil better than Benteke now.
It's difficult. There's not a lot about around that price, but their next 8 games just look impossible. So in the next 8 games, well, first of all, they've got to play, not in this order, but they've got to play Liverpool, Man City, Man United and Chelsea. Mm. Even under bad form, you still don't want to play.
And he ain't scoring against
Chelsea.
Huddersfield at home, do you know what I mean? He ain't going to be...
Well, they've got Southampton, who he'll never score against.
No.
Oh, dear, nightmare. Get rid of
Rooney. I don't think Rooney's the worst shout. I mean, obviously, they've got that them bad fixtures, but, you know what? Rooney scored against, but, you know, if it was, I don't know, United against Arsenal, you wouldn't be going, don't pick Rooney because he ain't going to score against Arsenal. It's Rooney. He can score against Arsenal. He can score against Chelsea. He can score against them. So don't maybe worry about Everton's fixtures. It's still Wayne Rooney. He's still got a goal in him.
I would probably hold off the transfer maybe till next week and do a double transfer because then see who else what your other players are because if you've got Jesus next week if he's still not scoring you could transfer them both out and get two players that's sort of in between price. You could always bid him off and go for Volks now if you wanted to,
yeah,
something like that or someone like that, but I would wait till next week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a double. I think I'm not going to rush to get Fabregas out. I'm just going to stick him on the bench because I've got quite a strong bench.
Have you done any transfer this week?
No, I haven't done anything yet. I might hold on and do a double, or I'm just going to pull Fabregas out and just swap him for Willian because I think Willian is obviously going to play. They've got no fucking midfield.
Oh, so this is the thing we said we were going to talk about.
Oh, yes. That's
literally what I did. So you've got a choice.
Oh, did you? Willian. That's what I'm going to do, I think.
Yeah. You've got three choices. Keep him in. Don't keep him in because he's not going to be anybody in your team worse.
Mm.
To get rid of. So then it's either Ramsey, but I think he's a rotation risk, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Well, he only played... I mean, he did score and get, obviously, the points, but he came on very late.
Oh, did he?
Last game, yeah.
Oh, I see. Also, definitely not him. So then William, who's the same price, the same team, whose value's going to go up whilst Fabregas goes down.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that. And William does everything for them. Yeah. So they've got a hard game.
But... And he scored. The other one I was thinking about, potentially, just ignoring everyone else's questions that they tweet us, talk about ourselves. Maybe Tadic, because Southampton's run's still so good and it's 0.5 mil cheaper. And it's bank that 5.5 mil. Maybe Tadic, maybe
I think if you
Redmond, I don't know.
I think maybe you'd probably still be better off going, is it Moy, M-O-O-Y?
Oh, yeah.
From
Huddersfield,
because his value is going to go up.
Mm.
So you could go chasing the Yankee dollar.
We had a question about Moy somewhere as well.
So that might be because you'd save money if you did that. That'd be one way. Maybe spend it somewhere else.
Okay, that's a good question. But I mean, it doesn't really answer Ben Shannon's question. But I think Rooney for Tekkers is great.
Oh yeah, that's
it's great monies.
Yeah,
defo. We had a tweet from John Montgomery at Spaced Penguin. He's our Togger expert who turned up at the live Togger draft.
He did.
Which you can still listen to. Go a couple of pods.
He knew his shit, didn't he?
Yeah, he knew his shit. He knows. He asks us a question. He says, Ari play Togger. He said, what have you guys learned from your first week and what would you have done differently if you drafted again tomorrow? So I'm happy to take this one, Ash. I probably wouldn't have selected to draft a player who wasn't actually in the Premier League. I probably wouldn't have gone for Kolarov after he'd signed for Roma. Probably wouldn't have done that. I also probably wouldn't have gone for Ibrahimovic, who... what has happened to Ibrahimovic? Costa, now there's talk... He came out and said all that thing, and now there's talk, he's going to be back in training for Chelsea and all this. I mean, I don't know. But Ibrahimovic, Where is he? What's he doing? What literally? What is happening with him?
Is this your reverse thing where you got tricked into buying Costa? Yeah. And now you're making up fake news.
No. Apparently he's like, yeah, he's actually like better than he's ever been.
He's training around now. Yeah.
He's not even injured. Like they've given him like extra hamstring. Like he's got too much hamstring, if anything, and like too much. Oh.
On a totally unrelated note, does anyone want to do a transfer?
Yeah. Ibrahimovic. I don't know what's going on with that lad.
Literally unknown.
There we go.
Well, I've literally not heard any news, so it doesn't sound like
I would have, yeah. Do you know what? I'm relatively happy with a few of my picks, but yeah, I probably would have maybe concentrated a bit more and not picked two goalkeepers.
Yeah, I would have picked goalkeeper last.
I was too, yeah, I picked it too early, and I picked two in a row.
Yeah, I think picking people off the waiver wire has been quite important.
Mm.
And maybe. I don't know, apart from that. So next is my favourite tweet.
This is my favourite tweet that we received all week.
So, hashtag, change starts with you.
That's the person's name.
Is his name. At UEL Daily.
UEL Daily, yeah.
Yeah. And he says, how change team formation? Because change starts with us.
How change team formation? I love that. It's very simple. Incredibly simple. If you're currently playing a 4-4-2 and you want to play a 4-3-3, take one of your strikers off your bench, just swap them with a midfielder.
Yeah, you can't, it's not like another, like on a video game where you'd have to pick a different formation. There's no formation
button. Just literally swap them out.
Yeah, just
select your sub and it will tell you where you can potentially put him, pop him in that place.
So if you somehow end up with Aguero.
Starts with you.
Yeah, if you've got Aguero on your bench this week, you can now drag him and put him into Cahill's slot.
Yeah.
That put Kay on the bench, and then you'll be playing three at the back.
There you go. Simple as that. Well played. We got a tweet from Edward Pickford. He said, on a scale of 1 to kill me now, how much does Tom want to just call it quits with the season already? Do you know what? It was a little bit annoying, but I'm relatively happy. I still think I've got a decent team. I'm not going to panic and start wanting a wild card. I think last year I wild carded after about week four, very early. But I feel confident. I still, you know, Kane got 1 point, but he is going to come good. I'm not going to be one of these knee-jerk fucking bandwagon motherfuckers.
I think because all the new strikers scored and all the big name ones, apart from, say, some of the midfielders didn't do so well, like KDB owners are probably hurting, everyone's quite upbeat because everyone got a good score. Like, even if you're bottom of the league, what did you get? 50 something points?
51.
Isn't a terrible score, is it?
Well, 1,133rd.
Exactly. But everybody scored well. There'll be weeks where you get 14 points.
Yeah, that's
exactly
true.
If that happened, then there'd be some wild
cards.
Yeah,
that's true. Because to be fair, even my team, I still had like a 7, an 8, a 9, a 10. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got.
Yeah, so no, I'm happy. I'm happy, Ed. Eddie boy.
Question from Ryan.
Ryan Murrant, blue tick on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
He said, should subs receive bonus points for the quality of their warm-up? I.e. sort of modern-day stretch gives you 1 point and some retro squat thrusts gives you 10.
That's good. It's a silly question, isn't it? Let's be honest, Ryan. But it made us chuckle. I like it.
For draft, it should.
Yeah. I think it was Dom Monaghan, when he was on the pod, he said that he thought... Didn't he say something like...
Captain should get half points.
No, vice-captain. I thought it was like someone on your bench. Your bench should get like half points if they played well.
Who plays for Man United on your bench should get
half
points.
A point. You must do, Bastion.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You really must do, Bastion. Penultimate tweet. Now, Darren Anthony Hoy said, what did you think of Pep's outfit? That's quite the talking point.
I think Guardiola.
I only heard about it because it was on Twitter. I saw it. It just looked normal. He had white trainers on. I'm a big fan of white trainers. You'll never see me in anything other than white trainers.
Never noticed that.
Apart from when I win awards and shit.
And then you know trainers.
Just barefoot. Yeah, just barefoot, run from the back of the room.
Yeah.
I always wear white trainers. And he had like some chinos on. Some cream chinos. I was quite happy with that. And then like a little jumper. Everyone was like, what, is he going out playing golf? I thought he looked lovely. I think he's a very good looking chap. He looked smart. So that's my thoughts on it. Stop slagging him off, guys. He's got enough bloody pressure.
Last question from Goose.
Goose! It's Scottish Goose, except he's not Scottish.
Goose_PW. He says, when are you actually going to discuss gaffer tape? And which is the best? I'm waiting to go to Wix. Probably should have waited till Tom was here, Craig was here, because I think his natural Welsh, Scottish, oh my God, heritage.
Wait till Tom's here, because his natural Welsh heritage, it comes into... What are you talking about?
I got confused between you and Craig, you being Welsh.
Me being Welsh. I'm definitely not Welsh.
Craig being so fully Scottish. English.
Gaffer tape. I do use gaffer tape at work.
Oh, of course you do.
In my radiator repair job, apparently. Yeah. I like that sort of thick silver stuff that you sort of hold down leads on the floor with so that people don't trip over them. Oh, do you remember when we used to be a football podcast? Amazing. Let's do a couple of emails just before we go and finish for segment two.
Is there an email jingle?
There's not. There's also not a jingle in the first section. We have a Craig's quiz jingle, which obviously we're not going to have this week because Craig's not here. We have the Facebook jingle. We don't have a segment one jingle. I want a jingle.
Really,
I want an official Where's Wallace jingle or something like that.
It has to be short though.
Yeah, it has to be short. Not fucking some of the stuff we get is like, it's brilliant. You put in so much effort, but fuck me, it's like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Do you want to do this one, mate?
Go on then, let's try.
Go for it.
Jonathan Flay Petty.
Flay Petty. It sounds much better, but we accused him of being posh once, which I don't know if he is, but he's got a double barrel surname, so.
Little Johnny Flay.
JFB.
Yeah. Hi, lads. Premier League is back, correct? Result, correct? Bluebirds will be back there next year, comma Bluebirds.
Don't read out the punctuation, for Christ's sake.
I have two really crap players on my bench. Is it safe to go into the season with this tactic to give me more cash for my first 11? Or should I try and get more average players as better backup, but reduce the quality of the first 11?
Mm.
Then he asks us about crisps, but we've answered that before.
Which we can't talk about again.
Yeah. So I've got my opinion, but what do you think, Gust?
Do you know what? I'm now starting to think there was a lot of talk because no defenders got any, like no big money defenders got any real points this week.
Because they're all at Chelsea.
Maybe because they're all at Chelsea, but I think less money spent just on your defence in general, I think is a good shout. So definitely not on your bench. I think pile on just for five decent, really good midfielders and some decent strikers.
So now you've got the choice. Do you go with Tom's sage advice?
Okay, yeah.
But he is the expert. He is the reigning.
Well, I'm the reigning champ.
He's the people's champion.
Never forget that I'm the reigning champ.
I would do the opposite. What Tom
said. It's funny though. You saw that last week. I said to him, you went, "Yeah, I'd do the opposite."
I think you can afford to have one shit defender.
Mm.
So, like, I've got Angle Wrangle because of his name.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to be someone whose value is going to go down, which is my. And I think he's a good player still. And then, apart from that,
Chalk Ice.
You basically want four defenders who are reasonable. Like, two that you're going to play.
You can get decent points from defenders from 4.5 mil.
But you really you want two that you're going to play week in, week out. Like, say, a Man City defender and a Tottenham defender. Like, obviously, if you could afford Walker, it would be brilliant because he's going to get retarded points.
Mm.
But say like that, sort of two decent defenders.
Yeah.
And then two defenders, or, you know, like Yoshida, something like that. And then two cheap defenders, but that you can rotate. So you've got like two good ones, two cheap ones that you can rotate. And then maybe the fifth one you don't have to worry about because you're never going to play five at the back.
Yeah.
But don't go with loads of crap ones and then pump your money. You need some players on the bench.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying. So you find a balance. And don't do a thing where you go for the cheapest player that everyone's got because his price is going to go down. It's going to ruin the value of your team.
It's only ever going to go down. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, well, you say that, bloody Angle Wrangle, 4 mil, literally the cheapest player in the game.
I know.
And every fucker's got him.
I know, so it's problems.
Silly Billy.
Yeah.
Silly Billy. We've got another email. It's a little bit of an email special. We're going to read out three emails. The second one, Josh Foss, who has emailed us for the first time, I believe. I don't think he's got in touch before. He said, would you try to trade someone like Steve Meunier, who had a fabulous first week, for a tier 2 or 3 established midfielder, or keep him in hope of a good season? I think keep him. Are you thinking that? I think the exact fucking opposite.
This isn't fair, because we read this out a minute ago.
And you went...
And I said, that is mental.
You're giving away the secrets of the show.
And I was like...
So we talk about it off air, and I copy whatever you say. For fuck's sake.
Of course. So I thought you were just going to say the opposite. No, you've got... What? That's totally mental.
Oh,
we'll keep holding him because his value's going to go up.
Yeah.
And that's all we care about.
Yeah, it's very value-heavy podcast. It's the money podcast. It's like the Floyd Mayweather fucking Conor McGregor podcast, this is.
So until I get bored, I'm going to take this this year seriously. And basically, you've got to think of it less as football and more of like a trading.
Monies.
Yeah. So keep him, at least if you're going to ditch him, at least wait for his value to go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it has to go up 2 pips. If you get rid of him now, whilst his value is only 1 pip up, that is mental.
Pippage.
Yeah.
Pippi Longstockings. And finally, we had a little email from Johnny Worthington, King of the Patrons. He is a fully paid up member of the Gafferazzi. Patreon.com/TheGafferTapes if you want to get involved and sponsor the podcast. Johnny Worthington, last week we gave his team the once over, talked about his team. He tweeted us a couple of days later after the pod came out and he said, unbelievable, I've done some changes. And he emailed us yesterday, I believe it was. And the title of the email is just, fuck yeah. And he says, guys, I'm a fucking zero, naught, nada, zilch, click wanker. Then a kiss. And then he said, what I also love is my secret sausage team is just 2 places behind me, also with 90 points. I have a mega erection tonight. Little smiley face, 2 kisses. Gave Johnny's team the once over, he's a zero, click wanker.
Nice.
Simple as that. No click wanker. I like that. He mentioned secret sauces then. We had a lot of tweets of people telling us, and I wish I'd kept tabs on them, but our Twitter's so busy now. But there was people saying, my secret sausage is it's no one above 7 mil. My secret sausage is it's completely new players. My secret sausage is it's everyone with haircuts. My secret sausage is it's people that only wear blue shirts. It was mental. So if you could do it one more time, if you could tweet us what your mental secret sausage is, and I will screen grab them or save the links or whatever. But do that because that is brilliant. I was going to make like a big thing of it. And then finally, just before we go for section 2, it's a little update on our bet with the Suns Dream Team FC podcast.
Nice.
Obviously, Craig and their guy had this little thing: who's going to score more goals, Tammy Abraham or Marcus Gale? And it's neither of them scored. So we'll keep you updated. But yeah, so that's it for section 2. We will be back with segment 3, which we'll be previewing game week 2 and giving you our little picks and, you know, so you get them big boy points. So yeah, we will be back with the Gaffer Tapes in a couple of minutes' time. Hello and welcome back to the final part of the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom and Ash. No Craig, unfortunately, he's busy in TV land, but it hasn't hindered us at all. We're here for the third segment. We're about to do the Game Week 2 fixtures, but before we do that, it's a new feature that we've... it's actually an old feature that we've brought back.
Yeah.
But it's where we sort of give someone's team a little fine tweak. As we said, we did Johnny Worthington's last week. He's a no-click wanker. So, you know, you be the judge. This week, we're going to do another patron, obviously. Signing up to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and sponsoring the podcast gets you shit like this. Mr. Sam Porter. He's just got an erection. Yeah, we're going to go through your team. Well, it's his team as going from last week's points. I don't know if he has made any changes so far. But his team last week, he got 59 points, right? And me and Ash looked at this team and we thought, so he's got, it looks like he scored really well, but it's only 59 points.
It's really difficult. I think it
must be. It must be what you were saying, yeah.
Where all the big people have performed, apart from like really a few, and he's picked them all.
Yeah.
So his team, he's got Forster at the back.
7 points.
Good pick. Back four's really good, actually. Yeah. So he's only played 3 of them. But Yoshida, the new guy, Higazi.
Yeah, Higazi. So Higazi. He started Higazi, which is unreal. Good.
Considering he's got Daniels on the bench, which was a really big pick.
Yeah.
And then Stevens, another Southampton defender. So that's good. Then he's got Mane and Tadic in midfield. Tadic didn't score brilliant points, but that's good. Lukaku up front. So awesome. But then he's got the four players.
The four players of Doom, yeah.
So he's got Kane, who's fucked him over quite a bit. He's only got 1 point. Benteke, who's done bugger all. Zaha, who's now injured.
Dead.
And then his captain is Fabregas. That is a killer. His captain is
Fabregas. So minus 2 points for Fabregas, just undoing all that very, very good work. Yeah, so looking at his team, his bench, Elliot, Phillips, Daniels and Long.
It's a good bench as well.
That is a good team. I like the fact also that his team is called I'm Having a Pew, because it's silly. So what would you do right now if you were Mr. Sam Porter, patron of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy
Podcast? Patron of the arts. So you've got...
Patron of the arts. The
arts. You've got two... Choices.
The way I do see. The right thing or do the wrong thing. That's all I'll say. Thanks very much. Good night.
Two choices. So, Tom, do you want to give him one of the two choices? Okay.
Well, so he's got Phillips on the bench. Well, you've got to get rid of Fabregas and Zaha, haven't you? So, maybe get rid of one of them, put Phillips in his place off the bench, and then you're going to spend that 7 mil, whether it's for Fabregas or Zaha, and you're going to get the aforementioned, what did we say, Ramsey? I still don't think, he's got Tadic, so maybe you don't want to bring in, what's his tits? Southampton boy, Redmond. So maybe bring in...
Well, no, he's got three Southampton players earlier.
Maybe Willian, potentially. You're going to look eventually to get rid of Benteke and stuff. But yeah, Fabregas or Zaha off the bench, Phillips, and then, Willian for me.
I would.
The fact that he's got Higazi and started Higazi, that's him. Nice. Big fair play to you.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I think I would get rid of Zaha and Fabregas.
Okay.
I'd be quite reluctant to do it. Like too many
doors for a 4 point hit, though, isn't it?
But you know, Fabregas and Zaha are both out for the next however many games. Yeah. Although Fabregas, I suppose, could only be out for one because it was double yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, that's one game. Yeah,
but
and one of them was just for clapping.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
to be honest.
Oh, so maybe you could just get Zaha.
Yeah, Fabregas bench. Just swap him off the bench because you've got a decent bench. Phillips. Yeah, hold on to Fabregas. Oh, maybe I'm going to do the same. Maybe I've talked myself into doing the same because my bench ain't bad.
If you could, well,
it's work in progress, Sam. You're hearing geniuses. You're hearing our minds working.
You could, I suppose, if you wanted to do it that way, you could go
get rid of Zaha.
Get rid of Zaha. Put William in, or Moy from Huddersfield, who's cheaper, but the value's going to go up. And then stick Fabregas on the bench for a week.
Yeah,
and then you might be all right
because it says he's suspended until the 27th, so he's missing.
It's 1 game week, isn't it? It's double yellow. It's only going to be 1 week.
Yeah,
where it's 14 days.
Just doing maths. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's just 1 week. Yeah, so he's only missing one game. So pop him on the bench for that game. And it's Tottenham anyway. You might not have wanted to start him anyway.
Mm. But the other thing you could do, is if you don't mind taking the points hit to save the value, is get rid of both of them. Get in the Huddersfield player, Moy, because his value's going to go up. And then that's going to give you like a fair bit of extra money. You probably, with that, you're going to be able to buy another premium midfielder.
Mm.
So you could go that way as well.
Okay, I like it. And, little tip for you, pop the armband on Lukaku. Because we're about to talk about game week 2 and the fixtures. United got Swansea. I think that's one of the most attractive fixtures out there.
I wonder who in your team, or like nobody, is playing at home. To stick with what we were saying. Literally no one you've got in your entire team.
No, it must be.
So
Southampton.
What?
Tadic. Against West Ham.
Yeah, not worse. But so maybe it means Mane at home to Crystal Palace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If Palace just got thumped 3-0, I'll tell you what, that's looking attractive. Lukaku or Mane for the captaincy. A little bit of a differential.
Yeah.
Ash's ears just started bleeding. A little bit of a differential. Yeah. Mane, maybe.
Yeah.
I quite like that. That's decent. There you go, Sam. Sammy Porter, my old sausage. Hope you enjoyed that, mate. That's what you get if you're a patron. You know, you get exclusive, you know. Some people subscribe to blogs for hundreds of pounds a year for shit like that. You know, we just give it to them for... hundreds of pounds a year. Right, game week two, mate. Let's talk about it. Kicks off Saturday. There's no Friday night football. You don't have to worry. Don't feel pressured. You don't have to leave work early. But it does mean that there's Monday night football, which means, yeah, that you've got to have that thing where it's like Sunday. You can't totalise your points until it's done, because everyone will have City and Everton players on the last day.
Difficult to do transfers before then as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You can't really be doing them. I mean, obviously, you don't do them until you listen to the Gaffer Tapes podcast on a Wednesday anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Obviously. But yeah, let's go through them.
Swansea United, new team against Manchester United.
Yeah, if you've got what?
You said Swansea United.
Swansea United. Swansea brackets United. Swansea silent V for versus United. Not okay. Swansea United versus Manchester United. It's not like I thought every football team is called. And Bournemouth United versus Watford United. Burnley United, West Bromwich Albion United.
I don't know, every time we've talked about a Chinese team, we've said like Shanghai United.
Yeah, but they all are all called Shanghai United. Because they're all United, they're a great race of people. Don't slag them off. Swansea United versus Manchester United. If you've got Lukaku, you'd be silly not to pop the armband on him. I'm going to do it. I got burnt last week. I'm going to have to do it this week, mate.
I think you should put the... For everybody who's playing against me, if you're in our league already, just pop the armband, just take a 4-point hit. Pop the armband on Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's going to do well. It's definitely going to play.
Yeah, good shout. Bournemouth-Watford.
Bournemouth at home.
Mm.
They're really good at home.
Yeah.
Stick your money on some Bournemouth.
If you got your Bournemouth defenders on the bench, your Daniels and the like, has anyone got Josh King? Is anyone talking about Josh King?
Radio silence on the Josh King.
Where is Josh King? I know he was playing because I watched Match of the Days. Watched all the Match of Days.
Yeah.
And he was there. Saw his face on Match of Days. Burnley West Brom.
It's a tough one to call.
Yeah.
My boy. Oh, this has got a load of classic people in it. It's got
classic people.
It's got
classic humans.
It's got Defoe's going to be playing. Mm-hmm. And then West Brom have got a whole load of them. They've got McLean.
McLean?
Yeah, he's a classic.
He's a classic, legend. Classic McLean.
Yeah. And then.
Hegazi?
Yeah, a whole load of them. It's a difficult one. So Burnley, another one. Good at home.
Yeah.
Oh, West Brom are going to love, just going to sit back and try and do them on their set piece, aren't they?
Yeah, well, West Brom and their set piece is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All day long, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's worth it just for that. Sticking in West Brom players, especially on 6'5" sausage.
Yeah, difficult to pick that one.
Leicester Brighton. Vardy. I'll tell you what, if you've picked up Vardy, he's looking good for a captaincy.
Oh.
If you haven't picked up Vardy, then, you know... Leicester, coming off that couple of goals at home to Brighton.
Oh, if you're someone who's got, say you've got a big midfielder, I'm not sure who it'd be, but who hasn't got you many points, and Benteke, say, getting the two of them and then ploughing a bit of money into Vardy and going for a cheaper midfielder wouldn't be the worst idea now, would it?
So I think it's, what, 0.6 mil different between...
Yeah, exactly. The
ice cream.
Oh, that's got to be tempting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd worry about Brighton in that one.
Liverpool Palace, another standout fixture. If you've got Mane, if you've got Firmino.
The problem with Liverpool is they're so shit against the rubbish teams. Who knows what the score's going to be?
Well, they have. Yeah, I mean, they have been. But I still think that there's points there. If you've got Mane, you'd be interested in putting the armband on him.
Or loads of people will have.
Mm.
I guess it depends what the how tired they are, because they're playing in the UEFA Cup tonight, aren't they? Or whatever that's called now.
Not the UEFA Cup, is it?
No, probably not. Who cares? Literally no one cares. Is it a Champions League qualifier?
The Champions League? Did you say? Yeah. It's where they just get like 25 homeless people just to kick the shit out of.
Well, they're playing in August in Europe. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Irrelevant.
It's not a thing. It's still the summer. I can't believe the actual football started yet.
Unless it's the last round of the Intertoto Cup.
Yeah, I feel like I should still be watching Love Island.
Exactly.
And having barbecues and stuff.
But Liverpool aren't brilliant against teams that aren't very good. Like when they can't counterattack.
Yeah.
They're not, so at home against Crystal Palace, it's a difficult one.
Yeah.
But there probably will be loads of goals because they're both terrible at defending.
I know, yeah. I definitely see. You could see another 3-all.
Yeah.
There. So if you do have Mane and for me,
I think Salah's not a bad shout for the armband.
And Salah, yeah. If you've got Salah.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know. I would say out of all of them, Salah might be the bandwagon to jump on if you are jumping on one. I'd be wary of them, but, you know,
yeah,
sometimes they are worth jumping on. Maybe it's Salah. Southampton, West Ham. Southampton's decent run of fixtures continue.
Hey, it's the highest game of the season.
I'm going to hold on to Gabbiadini. Still got an ad up front with my two main strikers, Kane and Lukaku. He's not getting the armband because he did fuck all last week and I got burnt. I'm going to go for that. Bertrand at the back, I think potentially touch wood. A few decent points there. Anyone got any West Ham players?
I think quite a lot of people.
Antonio.
Fairly mentally,
what,
no.
What happened with Antonio?
No, everyone's got Chicharito.
Yeah. Well, no, I still think it's decent. And if you have got him, you're probably going to hold on and go, it's only Southampton, isn't you? You're looking at it from the other.
I think if people with a lot of people in their draft league have probably got some West Ham players. There must be people with Snodgrass and AU and stuff.
Snodcakes all day long.
But until they get going, I think it's going to be a problem. Until they show some signs of winning a game,
yeah,
I'd hold off on anything.
And then the last game on Saturday, the late kickoff, Stoke Arsenal. It's at Stoke. Lacazette.
Oh.
I have a feeling that Arsenal goals are going to come from so many different players. I mean, four goals on Friday, four different scorers. I think it's just going to be the same all season. I think Lacazette's going to get the majority, but as in he's going to get more than the others. Yeah. But I think it's just going to be, you're going to have 15, 16 players are going to be scoring a handful of goals.
Can you remember what the formation was? Who did they play behind him? What was the back? What was the starting?
All the players. All the Dennis Bergkamp, Mark Overmars, all the players there.
Because I guess Ozil started.
Yeah. And he was dog shit. He was like a limp little fucking hot dog, the boy. Oh, he was awful.
Who was good then in the midfield?
Again, I say Mark Overmars. Do you know what? I don't know. Bellerin just always plays a bit more of a winger now.
Yeah.
Bellerin, I fucking love Bellerin. I just love the way he plays. I just think he's fantastic. Yeah, there's something about him. He's got a lovely hair, maybe. I just think Bellerin is just criminally underrated.
He used to be quite rated in this.
He might be a decent shout, actually, FPL-wise. I thought that earlier. I was talking to someone at work about him.
It's been a long time since he's been mentioned, actually. Because Monreal was a big pick.
He plays so sort of high up now. He's basically a winger, Bellerin.
So Saturday's quite interesting, actually. Saturday in terms of watching games. Yeah. Although not the most competitive fixtures in the world, I guess.
No.
Then Sunday. Oh, they're really competitive.
Huddersfield, Newcastle.
I literally have got no idea.
It's the 1:30 kickoff.
I guess they probably played each other twice last year.
I would say so.
As a minimum.
Maybe they played each other in the playoffs. You don't know. Oh. Craig would know that. You go, it was...
To Newcastle. No, they couldn't have played
each other. I remember because I was eating quinoa and it was...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they definitely didn't play each other in the playoffs.
No, because Newcastle went straight up.
Well, and also they wouldn't both be here, would they?
Correct. Well, that was a test and you passed.
Exactly.
And then the big game, 4:00 on Sunday. I'm quite looking forward to it. Spurs-Chelsea. I see that one panning out.
Well,
just because I want them both to lose.
Well, yeah, so that can't happen. Well, my whole thing when I keep saying Chelsea are going to be shit, Spurs are going to be shit, is going to be like, well, they're not. They're brilliant because they beat Chelsea who've got no players.
Well, so imagine if it was Spurs-Chelsea in, I don't know, an FA Cup semi-final. There is no home advantage, just like there's no home advantage there. So who would you give it to?
I guess it has to be Spurs.
It's not a disadvantage. Spurs aren't at a disadvantage over Chelsea. They're probably at a slight advantage, just they don't have that extra advantage of being home, you know?
I think you've got to look in that, looking at it from that perspective, which is definitely true.
Mm.
You've just got to look at Spurs because... They're in a mini shambles, I would say.
Yeah.
I'd say they're on the verge of it. They've not signed any players. And then when Danny Rose came out and said...
Did he? Fucking fair play to him. Not enough footballers are doing that. Not enough footballers.
It would have been much better if he had, I think, for the morale. That would have been some positive PR.
Would have been.
I think him saying he wanted to leave and then it's like... So they're in like mini turmoil, whatever. Whereas Chelsea are just in full-blown meltdown.
Full-blown meltdown.
I think... Everybody wants to leave.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Old Conte could potentially... Like, Chelsea's run is pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be on the fucking back foot. He might be the first manager to get the boot. They did it with Mourinho early doors the other season.
Yeah. I think him... Well, and Leicester showed that it doesn't matter if you win the league.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'm Mourinho, yeah. I think if could it be 3 for 3? Would it be the third season in a row that the team who's won the league's fired their manager?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And then I think sack race wise, Bilic and him have got to be
Bilic is
problems. Yeah. It's a difficult one to call. I think Spurs probably will take it though, won't they? Because maybe like 2-1 or something, a little cheeky Willian goal.
Maybe.
And then who cares after that?
Willian and then maybe a Kane and then Dele
Alli. Let's hope not. Yeah.
And then Monday, final game, City-Everton. That'll be interesting as well.
Will be.
The team with all the monies versus Man City.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
That'll be interesting, yeah.
5-0 Man City.
Wouldn't surprise me, little Rooney goal. One against City. Yeah.
I don't know if I can see it, to be honest.
But then if you've got Aguero, that's going to look tempting at home to Everton, isn't it?
My word, yeah. I think Man City aren't the safest at the back, that's for sure. So it is a bit of a like Kyle Walker threat. But Everton, are they going to be quick enough to do it? Like, if you've got, you think somewhere like that, if they could do them on the counter, it'd be right. But I can't really see Everton doing that.
So. No. Tells you not. So there you go. They are the fixtures. Just before we go, we do have a little gaffer gambler for you.
Nice.
A very famous long-running feature, the gaffer gambler, that Craig usually does.
Literally from the first episode.
From the very first episode. But we have, once again, as we have on several occasions, we've got official odds exclusive to this podcast from the Odds Bible, our mates at the Odds Bible.
Nice.
They've given us, emailed us some odds exclusive to us. I don't understand them, Ash, so can you read them out? I'm not a gambler myself.
Oh, that's true. So that's why Craig normally does this bit.
Yeah.
So they're suggested, they're tips, because I guess the Odds Bible, that's what they do.
If you just read them out verbatim, we can't get them wrong.
That's true. So they're recommended United to get over 2.5 goals at 13-8. So United, who did we say they were playing? Oh, away at Swansea. Yeah, it's not the worst bet. Liverpool at Palace over 2.5 goals. We said the big goals in that one. That's 8-15. Yeah, that's quite good. That's sound. Bournemouth over 1.5 goals at 10-11. So I like the narrow odds. Who are they? Bournemouth got?
Watford.
Watford, yeah.
Waters.
They're Watford good at home and they score some goals, don't they? Sorry, Bournemouth. Tottenham to beat Chelsea at 20-21. So, well, that's again, that's what we picked. Like, without seeing the odds. So far, all of these are things we've said.
That is true. Happen. Yeah, but people won't believe that we didn't look at the odds first. Well, I don't really understand the odds. So,
Man City to beat Everton and under 3.5 goals at 6-5. Oh, so this is the only one we've probably gone against.
Yeah.
Three
under
and a half.
3.5, yeah.
Well, I said it'd be 5-0, so I don't know. But that's not the worst. Oh, yeah. So that, I don't know what it would be if you put a 5-way on that or whatever.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pop it on the website or on Twitter or something.
Yeah. I might put... See what I'll do. I'll put a tenner on that to all come in and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And then tweet your... Screenshot your thing and then we got it there. There we go. And then you can all do it.
Nice.
How's about that then? So there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, thus concludes the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast. Craig-O wasn't here, but I think we smashed it without him.
You can follow... Craig, if you want to.
Yeah, if you bloody want to.
Yeah, he's probably beyond that.
Not if you're a ninja. Don't follow him if you're a ninja.
If you want to follow him like a dark alley and steal his stuff.
Don't steal his stuff.
You can follow Craig on Twitter at...
Craig Hazel.
Is that it? No underscore,
just simple. No, Craig Hazel. He's been on Twitter a long time.
Oh.
He's like the guy who just got at God. Do you know what I mean?
You can follow Tom at...
@_Tom_Holmes.
You can follow me at...
Ash Kernsworth.
Correct. You can follow the Gaffer Tapes.
At the Gaffer Tapes. Yes. And you can email us, tweet us your balls.
It's info at the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah, info at the Gaffer Tapes. Yeah, tweet us your balls.
Or, especially good, and all the really cool best secret stuff is on Facebook.
Join Facebook. I'm going to try and put a little bit of time into Facebook and getting involved with that. And also, and I keep forgetting, and no one listens to the fucking end of the podcast anymore, but please buy tickets to the live podcast. How have we left it about an hour and a half of gibberish to then plug the fucking podcast?
Oh, there's going to be the tickets of practically sold out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, to be fair, yeah. But go to thegaffertapes.com/tickets to buy tickets to The Gaffer Tapes Live. It's our live podcast. It's going to be our 103rd episode.
Classic.
Classic 103rd episode live. The Phoenix Artist Club in Soho on October 24th. It's going to be amazing. We've already confirmed some people who are just going to be in the audience who are just going to be amazing. So much so that I'm slightly worried that people are just going to be looking at them in the audience and not us on stage. But yeah, so come just for the audience members.
So thanks for listening. I'm going to give a thank you to all the people who made this show possible.
Yes.
Potentially. Pad, Colin, Adams, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Dan, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke,
Gear,
Jason, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Dave, Sam, Oscar, Dan, and Johnny. Thank you all the patrons. Bloody hell.
Thanks very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, tweet us your balls. Get in touch during the week on Twitter or email us. And there we go. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, Craig will be back. And do you want to say anything before we go, Ash?
No.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks very much. And we'll see you soon. Thank you very much. And goodbye.